find out what's going on in the world, the state,
and in your own backyard.
This is a Civic Media Network News Update.
It's 5 o'clock. Good afternoon. I'm Terry Bell, and here's what Wisconsin needs to know. A lawsuit challenging Wisconsin's 174-year-old abortion ban will proceed. A Dane County judge today refused a request to dismiss the suit. The case is expected to be headed to the Wisconsin Supreme Court. A leading Republican in Wisconsin state government says the GOP is getting ready to sue Governor Evers. Republicans say the Democratic governor reneged on promises he made during state budget negotiations. Robin Voss is even calling Evers a liar on Upfront on WISN-TV this weekend.
We did not say it was okay to have one person use a creative veto to have property tax increases guaranteed for the next 400 years. That was never part of our discussion.
Republicans are complaining loudly about Evers' line item budget vetoes. A spokesperson for the governor says Evers upheld every part of the bipartisan compromise he reached with Republicans. Drought conditions are getting worse. The U.S. Drought Monitor's latest update says about 3% of Wisconsin is under extreme drought conditions. 27% is in a severe drought, and about 93% is in a moderate drought. The Drought Monitor says conditions have gone downhill quickly in the last 3 weeks. About half of America's taps are putting out water tainted with life-threatening PFAS. Mike Moen has more now on the results of a new federal study.
The findings were issued this week by the U.S. Geological Survey, which gathered samples from nearly 700 locations across the country. John Rumpler of the group Environment America says all Americans should take these results seriously.
It's highly alarming because these chemicals are toxic to humans at very low levels.
And while the EPA is proposing certain actions to limit the presence of PFAS in everyday products and water systems, some health and environmental groups say industries need to face more pressure to phase them out. I'm Mike Moen.
The Biden administration is close to starting negotiating with drug makers for better prices. 10 drugs will be chosen for the first round of bargaining by the 1st of September. Congresswoman Gwen Moore of Milwaukee says she hopes one of those drugs will be a cancer-fighting drug called Imbruvica.
Saved my life, but it cost $197,500 a year. You do the math. That's more costly than most people can afford.
The Medicare price negotiation plan is part of the Inflation Reduction Act, which has already capped insulin prices. There are several lawsuits to try to stop the program. And that's what Wisconsin needs to know. I'm Terry Bell, and this is Civic Media News.
Here's what you need to know in northwestern Wisconsin. Good afternoon, I'm Jimmy Kuska. Governor Tony Evers visited Boys and Girls Clubs across Wisconsin to promote his budget signing. Evers used his veto pen to increase public school funding for the next 402 years, among other measures. Evers said it was important to invest in education for the future of the state. Republican leaders said that the party is considering filing a lawsuit over the budget measure for schools. Republican State Senator Howard Markline, the co-chair of the Joint Finance Committee that largely wrote the budget, called Evers' tax priorities misguided and warned that the annual increased spending on schools would lead to larger property tax increases. The city of Amory will need to replace two of its leaders after both its police chief and mayor stepped down this week. The city council met Wednesday to approve a search for a new chief of police to replace Steve Heinzel. Heinzel cited intolerable work conditions before retiring. Mayor Chad Leonard resigned yesterday, citing an exhausting political climate. Leonard was elected last year to serve through next spring. City Council President Eric Elkin will be the acting mayor until next spring. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Kuska.
Baseball tonight, the Brewers and the Reds. Good afternoon, I'm Mike Clemens. The Brewers opening up a three-game weekend series against the Cincinnati Reds at American Family Field. The crew at the midway point with the All-Star game next week in Seattle. Brewers manager Craig Counsell was asked after splitting a four-game series at home against their rival, the Cubs, what kind of season does he think his ball club has had so far?
Oh, I mean, we're in the middle of a fun season, giving ourselves a shot and played really close games for the last 11 days, and some guys have worked really hard and I think done a great job and really stepped up, and it's been fun.
The Reds are 23-6 since the last time they played the Brewers. Rookie Eli De La Cruz has an on-base percentage of .892 with four home runs and 11 bases stolen in just his first 26 games since they brought him up. And veteran Joey Votto is back in the lineup.
Well, they've played really, really well. I mean, I saw their record. It's really good since they left us. So They're swinging the bats very, very well. The lineup has changed. They've got added some players to the lineup, and so that they're a little bit different looking team than we saw in Cincinnati, but that'll be a fun series.
So tonight it's lefty Andrew Abbott, 4-0, against the Brewers' Corbin Burnes. First pitch tonight at AmFam Field, 7:10. Hockey, the Wisconsin Badgers men's hockey team has hired coach Kevin Murdoch out of Alaska. The Badgers head coach Mike Hastings says that Murdoch will focus on working with the team's goaltenders. Northwestern University has suspended their longtime head football coach Pat Fitzgerald for 2 weeks, beginning today, following a months-long investigation into allegations of hazing on the team. Although a report from an independent law firm acknowledged they found no serious evidence of any physical harm to anyone. Fitzgerald releasing a statement saying he doesn't really understand the reason for the suspension, but will comply. NBA, the Bucks Summer League action is underway. The Bucks playing the Nuggets in Las Vegas. That's sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
Warning, you are about to listen to the greatest radio show ever. And due to contractual obligations and to shield our airwaves and corporate licensees from any semblance of liability, responsibility, and gullibility, we must tell you the views represented on this show are not necessarily those of this station or its management. This radio show contains differing points of view on current political topics, and due to the nature of its contents, it should be heard by everyone. Thank you for listening. Now live from the Devil Radio Studios in Madison, Wisconsin, where the political party is just beginning. Welcome to the Devil's Advocate Show. Friends proving it's never personal, only politics.
Please allow me to introduce myself.
Here is your host, Mike Crute.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show, the TGIF. Thank God it's Friday edition, Dom. We are in Green Bay, Wisconsin, WGBW, the talk of Green Bay. Thank you to our most recent guest, Dr. Harvey K., Professor Emeritus, University of Wisconsin, Green Bay. Always great to have Harvey come round. And in just a little while, we'll be joined on the airwaves by former Green Bay Mayor Jim Schmidt. I was on his show this morning. We call him 8 second ride, Jim.
It's payback, Scrooty. Payback.
Jim's in the building, so I'm talking trash in front of his face.
That's allowed then.
You know, the Friday night parties are starting here in Green Bay. We are on the Ray Nitschke Bridge. We're on the Fox River, North Washington Street, and the City Deck's in the back. And if you're familiar with Green Bay, there is a new landmark right behind us out here. It's the I Cheese Heart GB, Green Bay. We'll take a picture out there.
Oh, right? Nice. All right. Yeah.
But they're going to be partying on that city deck. The 8 second ride is the live band featured back here, Dom. So we're in town to party a little bit. And it's a Friday. We always love when you join the political party. 844-967-2789. Your grievance is welcome. But I haven't even laid out a grievance yet. Other than going in the
into the BP and Wild Rose for the gun show?
The gun show and Wild Rose. Yeah, come on, a little unexpected, but not so much grievance. They were friendly to me. I did not have to purchase a revolver to use the bathroom.
No. You did not inquire about the life-size cardboard cutout of the former president?
Well, they seem pretty attached to Trump.
Yeah.
Miss me yet? you know the guy I've been pointing towards, Dom, the semi-fascist and waiting Ron DeSantis. And I don't know if you saw, but Wisconsin Republicans, at least the way it's being played on the Fox News Digital, Wisconsin Republicans don't see a future with Donald Trump. And that's not what I hear on the streets. But if you extrapolate properly from the Marquette University Law School poll and what our friend Charles Franklin found, they say effectively in a head-to-head matchup here in the state of Wisconsin, which I guess would be a reflection of what? Republican primary voters, and that'll happen end of the next March, early April. But Ron DeSantis beating Trump in a head-to-head by like 16 in Wisconsin.
If you look at the Speaker of the Assembly, Robin Voss's Twitter feed, which I did recently because he was so hurt over the actions of government. Spurs.
Didn't he know about Thread yet? Everybody's on, doing it. I'm on Thread.
He's not on Truthy Social? You know, come on. No, they're absolutely, as they were before, against Donald Trump. But it's hard to believe that they'd have any spine or will to continually to push back, because they said the same thing before. No, Trump.
Well, you know what changed?
Oh, we want Scott Walker. Oh, we want Ted Cruz. Oh,
you know what changed?
What's that?
Robin Voss almost lost to Adam Steen. And Donald Trump came to Waukesha. You referenced the Tim Michaels rally, right? It was also an Adam Steen rally. And it wasn't just Trump doing it. It was Michael Gableman, who he hired. Talking about Robin Voss.
Right.
They both came to the stage and endorsed Robin Voss's Republican primary.
Okay, I get that. And this,
that's what changed.
That's politics. Okay, but we'll walk this
that's
through me.
That's petty politics.
Assuming Trump isn't, you know, in the orange jumpsuit or doesn't drop out for health reasons or whatever the case may be.
Legal reasons.
If Trump ends up winning the nomination, you don't think.
All come crazy.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm talking
that's
about,
man. That's the prediction I've made all since forever, Don.
Well, Trump's not going to be there, but yes. If he were, the Republicans would fall back.
As front-loaded as the Republican primaries are, and let's not forget, come what? Into next January, we're going to have the Iowa caucuses. Beginning of February, look up the time frame. I want to be accurate in that regard. By March, by end of March, could be over, dude. By the time they get to Wisconsin, by the time they get to Super Tuesday, could be over. All over but the crying for Ron DeSantis. And you know what would be sad, Dom?
What, Curdy?
We saw Scott Walker lose, right, really badly as a presidential candidate. Thought he was ready for prime time. We all knew better, but, you know, he's boldly ambitious.
Well, to those that have never seen him or, you know, witnessed his roaring oratory skills, you know.
He was a manufacturer of right-wing talk radio. And for those that are questioning whether or not Ron DeSantis is the guy, understand, Ted Cruz won the primary in the state of Wisconsin. This
right.
was a never Trump state amongst right-wing talk radio
until they were, right. They roll over every time.
Until they all came home to roost. Well, it's about a Supreme Court seat, right? Got to get Ron Johnson reelected. Got to hold your nose and vote for Trump. And then it was Trump's the greatest state ever.
Right.
Now they're fully embracing.
Don't Vicky, tread on Trump.
But, you know, it's very funny because I've been listening to Whitey Brady talk radio host, and they're having a hard time walking this fine line to, well, of course, if Trump is a nominee, of course I'll endorse him because he's got the greatest policies. But, you know, is it possible that a younger, more dynamic candidate?
Like Ron DeSantis?
Yes. He's the favored one, but you and I know. They were willing to embrace Ted Cruz. They were willing to embrace Scott Walker, right?
Well, Scott Walker dropped out so someone else could rise to the top.
A more conservative? A true conservative
true
candidate?
Right.
But the point being is the very fickle Wisconsin Republican Party base, A, Robin Voss, good luck turning against them, because you're going to have another primary coming in 2024, I suspect.
Right.
I hope the maps aren't nearly as gerrymandered, but that's a whole different conversation. But ultimately, dude, this state will come home for Trump after he wins the nomination, even if he's sitting in prison.
Ah, Curdy.
Even if he's in prison.
The Raw story found this one yesterday. David Edwards reporting some Republicans in Wisconsin have second thoughts about choosing Trump as the party's presidential nominee. The Marquette University Law School poll in Wisconsin found Trump was losing to DeSantis by 16 points in a head-to-head. Wisconsin's Republican explained to Fox News why they had lost faith in Trump's ability to win. Here's a quote from Wisconsin Senator Dewey Strobel. Wisconsin State Senator Dewey Strobel. Trump, of course, did a great job as president. Let me just pause there for a moment and get that bile out of my throat. Really? Trump did a great job as president, according to...
They love the policies.
Yeah. But DeSantis is very, very impressive. So Wisconsin State Senator Dewey Strobel, who apparently has terrible judgment. And I think more and more people are really doubting Trump's ability to win a general election, and I think these results kind of prove it. I think it's extremely important that we pick someone who can win, he added. And you know, as much as Trump did a great job as president, there's a certain segment of this population that there's no way in hell they're going to vote for Donald Trump. And I think without some of those people, we can't win a general election with Donald Trump as our choice.
Hell, you can't win with them. And, you know, you really can't win without them. I don't see amongst the field of viables, Dom, I don't see a viable. I see Donald Trump and I see Ron DeSantis, and I think they both will make very unpalatable general election candidates. But at least one of them's pledging to come to Milwaukee for the first RNC debate, right? DeSantis, he must be signing the pledge.
He will be here whether or not Trump is.
Well, he's kind of hoping Trump's not.
I said Trump wouldn't show up. Are you still thinking Trump is showing up in a month?
Right
about the time that, what, Fulton County comes down. Who knows what Jack Smith is going to be up to in the next 6 weeks. But a lot can change in the next 6 weeks. But he's supposed to be here, right? That's the thing.
I think there's a greater likelihood that Trump will be here now that he knows that Meatball Ron's coming. If he can get on the stage with Ron DeSanctimonious, whatever he calls him, he's going to want that opportunity. He's going to relish that opportunity. He's going to take a chainsaw, rhetorically speaking, to Ron DeSantis, man. DeSantis will wilt and falter. I think Trump absolutely wants the chance to go down and just beat him down. What would you say to put a cigarette out on his ass?
Yeah, but come on. He's going to be double-teamed. But Chris Christie's going to be up there throwing haymakers as well.
Christie would have to qualify for the
debate. Yeah, that's assuming he qualifies. You don't think he'll qualify?
Well, he has to qualify in three polls after July 1st. Can't be prior. Not early state polls. They have to be national polls. They have to have an adequate number of samples. There are a lot of restrictive criterion to meet the threshold for qualifying for the debate stage. You also need 40,000 individual donors. And not only that, but you need 200 from 20 different states. I'm not sure that Chris Christie's going to meet that criterion, Dom.
Ah, come on, man. Who's that?
Asa Hutchinson has got 5,000 donors. You need 40,000. He's not going to make the stage.
Is it Club for Growth? Who's out there? What Republican outreach is out there putting money against Trump right now? Like $20 million. I mean, there are, the Koch brothers, former organization, right?
Americans for Prosperity.
AFP, maybe. So there are efforts. There are conservative efforts. They're putting money against Donald Trump. Certainly some of those challengers are going to get some support and resources. Donald Trump cannot be the only one on the stage if he shows up, which he won't. August 23rd is the date for the Republican National Committee presidential primary debate in Milwaukee.
You know why he's the first to commit? He's the most desperate.
Right.
He's the one flailing the most mightily.
Now, is he going to do it, or is he going to send his wife instead?
Oh, DeSantis?
Yeah.
Oh, he'll go out there. He'll look very Scott Walker-ish. America doesn't need another apprentice.
You wouldn't vote for me to be an apprentice. You wouldn't vote for me to run hotels. You wouldn't vote for me. You wouldn't vote for me at all, Scott Walker.
Quick headline at the Raw Story Plus, at least an article. Florida Governor Ron DeSantis' presidential campaign is sinking into oblivion.
Yeah.
And that's filling Floridians with dread, according to columnist Fred Grimm. Somehow DeSantis has failed so far to captivate Republican voters, despite his relentless exploitation of crafted for MAGA issues like race, abortion, immigration, guns, gender dysphoria, gay rights, drag queens, the Disney Corp company. Grimm notes that despite DeSantis' efforts to project a tough guy image of Trump without baggage, MAGA voters are sticking with what they know. Poor Ron sold his soul for nothing!
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms or degree screens or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
93.5, The Tap.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Into the evening, filtered sunshine and a high in the upper 70s to near 80. A slight shower chance tonight, mostly cloudy and a low in the mid-50s. And still an outside shot of a storm tomorrow, sunshine at times and highs in the upper 70s. Sunny in mid-80s Sunday. It's 71 right now.
Your home for local news, weather, and sports across the airwaves and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
Occupy didn't start on Wall Street. It started on our street, the Devil's Advocates.
And welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show. Happy Friday to us all. You can join us on the lines. Air some grievances. We know you got them. 844-967-2789.
Tom, you can also text us utilizing the new Civic Media app. That's the best way, the easiest way, the super coolest way. Because they come directly to my phone, and I can share them back with the rest of the audience. Here's one from the 608. I'm excited for Pence to embarrass himself up there. He's like Jeb 2.0.
Please clap.
He might be a little like Jeb 2.0, but I'm telling you, Ron DeSantis, far more like Scott Walker.
Yeah.
I've been saying this the whole time.
You have. I think it's an apt comparison. So if Trump gets, you know, swept off the stage, DeSantis is terrible. I mean, I don't blame these Republicans for jumping in. I mean, it could be any one of them.
No.
Yeah.
No.
Yes.
Name a legit.
What do you mean legitimate? Talking about legitimate, man?
I cannot.
Is Marianne Williamson legitimate?
Don't tell Dr. Harvey.
Oh, I'm just saying.
We walked away from Marianne Williamson in a spin room. We were right in front of her, and I said, do you want to talk to Marianne Williamson? You said, about what?
No. We're on the street, not the spin room. But no. Whatever, man. I mean, the Republicans are going to have their primary process, and whoever's left standing is going to be. Nope. Do I think anybody on that side are legitimate? Well, what do you mean by legitimate? Are they qualified? What do you mean by qualified? Do they meet the constitutional standard? Yes, they do.
Arguably.
Come on, man.
But
age and citizenship is pretty much all you need.
You still have to have a winner. Someone's still got to win.
Someone will win. And it won't be Trump because Trump's got too much. I mean, if Trump's off that stage, just put aside the fact that I think he's not going to be the guy, whatever. If he's no longer there, what does that look like? What happens in that scenario?
I cannot believe these words are going to come out of my mouth because now everyone's going to have a grievance with yours truly.
Yeah.
But let's go to the phones. Let's ask CJ.
Okay, man, if you insist. 844-967-2789. CJ, your name has been invoked. Happy Friday, man. If Trump's not on that stage, if Trump is pulled out for health, for jail, for whatever reason, CJ, who comes out of the Republican primary, in your opinion, sir?
Any one of the candidates is better than the disaster in there right now.
Okay, but do you think? Pick one. Pick one. Who do you think?
A better one.
Tim Scott.
All right. We appreciate it. What's your grievance today, CJ?
Well, I got to just say, you know, I had to call because I really wanted to talk to the so-called professor. But God
so-called?
Bless him.
He's got his doctorate, man.
He was actually a professor. Yeah. You know, did you go to college, CJ?
For a few years.
You had professors, so you know what a professor is, right?
Yeah, but not quite the indoctrination that he professes, but
really?
You know,
what indoctrination? How is he indoctrinating you? Are you indoctrinated, CJ? Are you now, like, totally going to vote for, what, Bernie Sanders because you heard Harvey's opinion on FDR and history? How is that indoctrination, dude?
Because he doesn't talk about the real history and describe both sides. But I got to God bless the BP and Wild Rose. And God forbid you have to actually use an XY chromosome bathroom. You do identify as a man, don't you, Crudy?
More man than you.
Oh, okay.
Crudy, I'm sorry, CJ, okay. What's the matter with the unisex, man? I mean, why make an issue about it? Who cares? If you got to go, you got to go, man. I don't care. I would have slipped into there. I've gone into women's bathrooms
I was
before
at Summerfest, you know, at Dave Matthews last week, and I look around, and let's just say there were some women in the men's bathroom, CJ.
Well, you know what? I have
you
seen see that
at a Packer game or a Brewer game or some drunken party. CJ, are you intimidated when a woman walks in the men's bathroom? Do you go shrieking?
Well, I tell
for
you
cover?
What, when my child is in there, yes, Crudy, I do. I care. So here's
your
the thing. What,
why? Hang on. Let's drill down on that a little bit, CJ. Why? Because, how are you protecting your child if a female walks into a male bathroom at a concert and you're there with your kid at the concert? How is that female walking into the bathroom? How does that affect your child? Her going to the bathroom in a stall.
Why don't you ask?
I'm asking you.
Why don't you ask the?
I'm asking you. I'm asking you, CJ. How is that? Tell me that.
Had to shower with a man. Why don't you ask
tell me
the parents
that.
Of those
I'm
girls
asking you a very specific
shower.
Question, CJ.
I'm
going to give you one more
okay
chance.
For your...
I'm going to give you one more chance to ask a very specific question. You made a statement that if a woman walked into the Packer game in the bathroom, as women do, because you know they really get screwed on the whole bathroom thing, CJ. But if they walked into it, you said you'd be concerned for your child if a woman was in a male bathroom. Why?
Oh God, Dom, you are really something. But you know,
all right, thank you. You're welcome. 844-967-2789. I am really something, and I call out your BS, man, because nobody cares. You might claim to care, but if a woman walks in there and uses a bathroom because she's got to go, man, I totally get it. Go ahead, sister. I'm with you. And we went to the DNC in, what was that, in Philly.
Philly.
Philly, right? It was all unisex.
I know.
Nobody cares.
The only disconcerting part. And my first experience in a unisex bathroom, I walk in, I'm waiting my turn for a stall. I mean, no one sees what's going on in the stall, CJ. Because little did I know, it was Jesse Jackson.
Was in the stall?
Was in the stall.
In your the stall you were waiting on?
Door comes open, I'm like, you've been, oh, man, oh, it's Jesse Jackson, you know? Kind of smelled like the bathroom in Wild Rose, I'm saying. The only part that was a little disconcerting, though. The women putting on cosmetics in the mirror.
Why? Have you never seen your woman put cosmetics on in the mirror? What, because you had to fight for mirror space? Well, what was disconcerting?
Because I might have something in my mustache. Everyone
looks in the mirror and cleans themselves up. Men do that. Women do that. That's the whole point, man. This whole thing is so ridiculous. I mean, if you're going to take a dump, nobody cares. You know what I'm saying? People are going to the bathroom. Everybody goes to the bathroom.
What was that music from?
I think
I feel like we're moving towards a break.
I think perhaps we are.
Sounds like peace from me.
Man, people drive me crazy. Folks, we are the Devil's Advocates. We are unisex. You can
dogs
go to the bathroom
laying with cats.
Wherever you want. We don't care. We encourage it. If you got to go, you got to go. It's Friday with Air Grievances, 844-967-2789.
Looking for more local programming? Check out our website, civicmedia.us, to see our entire lineup.
CBS News Brief. The U.S. will provide cluster munitions to Ukraine. National Security Advisor Jake Sullivan.
It would be critical to provide Ukraine with a bridge of supplies while our domestic production is ramped up. We will not leave Ukraine defenseless at any point in this conflict, period.
The shooter in the 2019 Walmart attack in El Paso has been sentenced to 90 consecutive life terms. District Attorney Bill Hicks says this will have no bearing on the state charges.
We are still going to be seeking the death penalty on the Walmart shooter.
Talks have broken down between UPS and the union representing drivers, loaders, and package handlers.
None of this is healthy for the economy, obviously, just because UPS is such a big player. And so it really is in everybody's interest if these two sides can get back to the table, hammer this out, avoid the work stoppage. Of course, the big question is, can they do that?
CBS's Mark Strassman. Stocks closed down today. The Dow lost 187 points. CBS News Brief.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem
Here's
is,
what you need
you
to know
drive.
In Northwestern Wisconsin. Good afternoon, I'm Jimmy Cuska. The city of Amory will need to replace two of its leaders after both its police chief and mayor stepped down this week. The city council met Wednesday to approve a search for a new chief of police to replace Steve Heinzel. He cited intolerable work conditions before retiring. Mayor Chad Leonard sent his resignation to the city administrator yesterday, citing an exhausting political climate. Leonard was elected last year to serve through next spring. City Council President Eric Elkin will serve as acting mayor until a new one is elected. Governor Evers visited Boys and Girls Clubs in Wisconsin to promote his budget signing. Evers used his veto pen to increase public school funding for the next 402 years, among other things. Evers said it was important to invest in education for the future of the state. Republican leadership is considering a lawsuit over the budget measure for schools. Republican State Senator Howard Markline, the co-chair of the Joint Finance Committee, called Evers' tax priorities misguided and warned that the annual increased spending on schools would lead to larger property tax increases. For Civic Media News, I'm Jimmy Cuska.
When you're high, you feel different. You think different, you talk different, you draw different, you listen to music different, but you probably knew that. Problem is, you also drive different, and not in a good way. That's why driving high is illegal everywhere. So if you're high, just don't drive. Make a plan to get a sober ride. Because if you feel different, you drive different. Brought to you by NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Don't let biased algorithms, or degree screens, or exclusive professional networks, or stereotypes. Don't let anything keep you from discovering the half of the workforce who are stars. Workers skilled through alternative routes rather than a bachelor's degree. It's time to tear the paper ceiling and see the stars beyond it. Find out how you can make stars part of your talent strategy at tearthepaperceiling.org. Brought to you by Opportunity at Work and the Ad Council.
93.5, The Tap.
The RPG came through the belly of the aircraft. We don't talk about the female combat wounded. These are our daughters and our sisters and our mothers. Wounded Warrior Project came into my life and taught me how to stand back up and get back in the fight. The truth is, I think we all have this strength inside of us, but until you're tested, you just don't know it's there.
See how Wounded Warrior Project empowers women veterans like Beth by visiting woundedwarriorproject.org/empowerwomenvets.
93.5, The Tap. As Goes Wisconsin with Kristen Bry.
What is the grand prize? Is it a fabulous cash prize?
You definitely get to take home the cheese. I know
that. I hope so. Humans aren't necessarily logical creatures. Maybe it is.
Thrill-seeking.
It's the thrill of the cheese and the bragging rights.
The first person across the line wins and gets to keep the cheese.
And that's it.
And I think that's it.
As Goes Wisconsin with host Kristen Bry.
The Devil's Advocates, never personal, only politics.
Welcome back to the Devil's Advocates radio show, rolling through the Friday Happier Happy Hour. We've been joined here in the WGBW studios, a fine guest, the former mayor of Green Bay, the morning host, 6 to 8 a.m. He's part of the Mayor and Mino, although I hear that changes, Jim. Jim Schmidt.
Depends who starts the show. It's Mino and the Mayor. If Johnny talks, it's Mayor and the Mino if I do the intro. So.
You know, Dom and I have been having that war for like 12 years.
Is it Dom and Crut or Crut and Dom? I mean, right. It's obviously Dom and Crut, Jim. I mean, I don't know what to tell you.
We're only into
Crut
3
and Dom
weeks.
is alphabetical. See? C comes before D in the alphabet.
Johnny would win that. Johnny would win that then because it's M-A-I, and mine's M-A-Y. Don't tell John that. So, of course, he's listening. He told me he's going to be listening. He's on his way down to Fond du Lac.
I know. He's doing some public good. There's that softball game tomorrow and that event tonight. I was listening to your fine show.
Yeah, thank you. And it was great to have you on, WGBW. Yes, 97.9 FM, 1590 AM. 6 to 8 every morning, and it's been great. We're very guest driven. We bring a lot of guests in. One of our guests this week was the guy who is really leading this amputee veterans baseball tournament, and John's doing the fundraiser tonight.
Oh, nice!
And speaking, and then you know, we're all going tomorrow to the game, and their mission, their outreach, what they do for just their teammates, but what they do for the youth in the community, because, you know, kids may be born, you know, without a limb,
sure,
or losing an accident or a motorbike, or, you know, and this is a place where they can really feel like, hey, look, you know, life's not over. It's just getting started here. And what is it? It's Life Without Limbs is Limitless. I mean, that's just a cool mission statement.
For sure.
And so, they compete against, quote-unquote, able-bodied athletes, and they often are near the top of their division.
They took third place in Bismarck, second place?
Alaska.
In Alaska. I mean,
see, these guys are,
thank you for listening. We, at our show, we have a quiz on Friday, people who've been listening all week, and we give away gift certificates, like Mike took us to Delilah's, which is a great restaurant here in Green Bay. Went to 1001 yesterday.
Try to forget my credit card there. Yeah. You had to go pick it up for me, Jim.
You did leave
good.
It there.
Oh, man, I had the Cajun grits with the shrimp and
it's
some andouille. Yeah. Oh,
yeah,
baby.
Sounds good.
But so we do that, and we'll ask some questions like, you knew the answer to, you could have won today, and then you wouldn't have had to use your credit card to pay for it. Because we had a gift certificate. But no, it's great. We're new at this, and, you know, we love the way civic media has been treating us.
Hazing comes later tonight.
Well, but how about the studio, huh?
Oh, it's beautiful, man.
It is.
Yeah,
it is.
Yeah.
It's got that WG.
You see some of the holes I've been in, too.
I know. Johnny, too. But it's – and people stop by. It was a family that swung by this morning. And
well, more like you invited them in. You're just meeting people on the street out there.
Do.
You're like a greeter at Walmart.
I am. I've been 16 years doing that as the mayor. So, but and we give people, when they come in, M&Ms, right? Because Mino and the mayor. Or mayor and the Mino. But it's M&Ms.
Oh, nice.
So
nice.
It's great.
Are they plain or peanut?
They got both.
We don't mess around.
A mason jar of each. They're not green, though.
All right.
And we how about that green room, right? That refrigerator stocked. Luke made us buy beer. I said, Luke, it's 6 to 8 in the morning show. He goes, make sure you get beer there. So the mayor came in and he tapped it. So it was good.
It is Wisconsin.
Somebody had to.
So it's been fun. And we got guests lined up next week. We're not as heavy into the political scene as you guys are. But we do have two state representatives coming in to talk about how the budget affects Green Bay, right?
Yeah,
we are the talk of Green Bay. You know, we're interested in what happens along the 41 corridor, you know, Appleton down to Oshkosh. Mm-hmm. We're going to be broadcasting live from the EAA on the 26th, that whole week. So this whole area.
24th through the 28th, to 20, be precise. Okay, 6 to 8 a.m. each morning.
Sorry.
You better be there.
I got the memo. I just didn't read it. So, okay. So we're excited about that.
Yeah.
And we just want to lean into the community a little bit more. I think, you know, the media and I dealt with it for many, many years. I think sometimes we just don't talk about the local enough.
Yeah.
And Johnny and I are going to do that. He's been around for many, many years. He really knows the whole veterans thing. And the community and I, of course, have been here for the last 20 years and know the community pretty well. So we're excited about it. The emails we've been getting, some of the Facebook comments, and I mean, some letters, people actually writing letters.
Taking the time out to
write a letter.
Yeah, I know.
I mean, when's the last time you really got a handwritten letter?
It's really cool.
This is great to have back. So.
Most of our correspondence in the handwritten form comes from prison.
As long as they're not, you know, magazine cutouts.
That's funny. I mean? Okay, I'll take that off my desk. But I liked it for a while.
Yeah.
But no, we feel really good about this stuff. And the location is great. We're right downtown. You know, we're
right on the Ray Nitschke Bridge, right on the city deck, right on this beautiful new statue. I Cheese Heart Green Bay.
It is. It's, and tonight is, as Mike was saying, I mean, every weekend's great in Green Bay, especially in the summertime. But mm-hmm. you know, tonight we have music. You know, it's, of course, it's free.
What's
it's,
the name of that band?
Yeah, it's eight second band. I didn't know what that
eight
meant.
8 second
do you,
ride.
Do you know what that means?
We talked about it earlier. Oh, okay. I figured it out. I assumed it was bull riding. You know, okay, but
it was 6 a.m. when we talked about it. So yes, I get it now. But we're going to that. There's, you know, we have a great farmer's market on Washington Street. There's an event Saturday afternoon, Sunday, and then Monday there's comedy on the city deck again. And this is a great month too, right? We have the shareholders meeting on the 24th at Lambeau Field.
Yeah, yeah.
Of course, training camp is going to be starting.
July 20th, not that I'm counting.
Okay.
Yeah, it's coming. I mean, this month, dude.
It is.
Yes. Yeah,
it
that's,
is.
That's
so
crazy.
They actually have the joint practices down in Cincinnati with the Bengals, I believe.
Yeah. There's people that have heard of our show and that have responded. And so getting people on from the Packers to community leaders to the nonprofits, people want to do that. They want to talk about themselves, and we want to hear more about, you know, what they're doing. As you know, our playing song, or bed song, as you media guys call it, is Tina Turner's Simply the Best. And it's like, well, you guys...
A little self-aggrandizing.
Right, I know.
My man.
That's what people say. But I just want to say that was chosen because Green Bay, by U.S. World and News Report, was chosen as the number one city in the United States. That's incredible, with all the cities and all the good things going on in this country. And, you know, they rate a number of things, right? And housing costs is obviously the most. But,
yeah.
You know, they look at crime, they look at amenities, education, and, you know, we'd always been in the top 20, 25, but... Pretty cool that we got that awarded to us about a month ago, and then
why didn't that happen while you were the mayor?
I just want to say I'm the one that got us into
that's
the top
right.
20.
All
so
right, all
I,
right.
I had to set the stage.
He laid the seed corn down.
That's it. Thank you for explaining that.
You put Green Bay on the proper trajectory towards greatness.
Like, okay, we can do this. So yeah, it was just
well. Let me ask you that. You know, as a former mayor and obviously dealing with media at the time, you said you media guys. Well, welcome to the party, pal. You're a media guy now too. So. What's your perspective being on this side of the
tell them about the guy that used to trash talk you after you left the air.
Well, yeah, I would never do that. But, you know, sometimes and when I say you media guys, I don't mean to generalize like that. But
sure.
So you go on, they interview on this talk radio, and then you, okay, thanks, that's good. You know, talk about different development projects and what you do with the taxes. Well, you know, we're going to go up 1.5%. You know, the governor said we could go up 3.5%, but we're under the levy limits. And, okay, go get in the car, driving home. Ah, that mayor, what the hell's he doing? You know, and it's like, dude, I was just in your studio 10 minutes ago, and I don't know. I don't like or the other thing that bothered me probably more than that was when they called to set up an interview for something, and then it was something else.
Oh, right.
And
yeah.
I just tell me, right?
Right,
I mean,
sure.
You can ask me anything you want. But I don't know. We're trying to be – even I'm bringing this our parking – enforcement officer in who
this city's got a parking problem, doesn't it, Jim?
Well, parking
enforcement problem.
Our listeners think we have a parking problem, and well, even at breakfast today, right? Even at breakfast today, that guy kind of said, you know, thank God you guys are going to do something about it. Now, whether we're going to do something about it, I don't know. But
your strong advocacy will save this city from $22 parking tickets,
which is crazy when you're. But the problem with that $22 parking ticket, and they were $8 when I was mayor, by the way. But what can happen is they can take it out on the business. I'm never eating there again. It's like, wait, what?
All
the
right,
service
yeah.
was good. The price was good, you know. And so we have
Cajun
to
plug the meter. Were excellent.
plug the meter, pal. I mean, it's like nowadays if you got a smartphone, it's pretty easy.
Yeah, but what if you're having a leisurely brunch friends and colleagues.
I get what you're saying. And I'm sure that Chris is going to say that on Tuesday, and he's coming on Tuesday. But I did tell him today. I said, "Look, we're not going to beat you up. We're not like that. We're not those kind of hosts. But we are going to talk. what Johnny is so upset about, and I would agree with him, is it was 2 minutes over. I'm the one who fed the meters, and I fed his and mine, and I put less in his because he said he was leaving. So, because I got to get going. Don't put a lot
But you
of
know, money. It's a Wisconsin goodbye, man. Nobody ever leaves. It was a 15-minute Wisconsin goodbye.
It was.
He gets to his car, and there's a $22 ticket.
That's exactly what happened.
All right, but I remember I went to a Brewer game a few years ago, and I parked up by Wisconsin, Blue Mountain, by one of the bars, and they have no parking, right? And I was going to go back and move my car prior to, but they, like, immediately. I mean, as soon as that time up, they must have been there with their little handprint. Because here's the deal, man. They rely on that revenue. It's line item, man. It's budgeted for how much we're going to stick it to the citizens to park on the streets.
Right. And, look, we understand we are over, but they've got to look at something like maybe if it's even a dollar a minute up to $10. But this 2-3 minute thing, $22 is crazy.
How about based on your ability to pay? You know what I mean? Like, during speeding tickets in Europe now, like some of the things. Like,
really? You know what Jim's done? Jim's got $250 in quarters. He walks down the street plugging meters.
We do have a lot of quarters. You see that?
It's not even the mayor anymore. It's not even buying votes.
We have a lot of quarters. We got a whole dish full of quarters when you walk in here because we don't want our guests to get a ticket.
All right.
So anyway, that's one thing. But there's some other things we're working on. We had the director of New Community Shelter, which is a homeless shelter that not only it takes care of homeless people in the community, but also does a meal program every day at 5 o'clock. And I mean every day, Christmas, New Year's, rain, sleet, snow, for the community. Yeah. And, you know, that needs volunteers and it needs funding. And she was in here talking about that. We've just had some great guests. We have some Packers who we know that want to be on the show, and we're going to get them.
I hear one lives in the building.
Yeah.
Don't tell his name, though. Don't dox him.
So we got, you know, we're
folks that have the local news, man. I mean,
well,
that's awesome.
And it is. And it is going to be local. And we're talking to Mike. And local, I mean, it's not just the municipality of Green Bay. I mean, you know, we've got 22 municipalities in the county. And, you know, we go to Appleton and Marinette and Oshkosh. And there's good things happening that we want to talk about. And we'll get the mayors on. We'll get community leaders on. We'll get the nonprofits on. And we just want to talk about how great it is to live here. So
your first guest was the new mayor of Green Bay, Eric Gingrich.
Yeah, he was. He's our
and
first guest.
Some may not realize you're a Republican, or were, and he's a Democrat.
Right.
You were crossing the streams.
But but technically, the job of mayor is nonpartisan.
Yeah.
It really is, Mike. And I always ran under nonpartisan. There's no red, there's no blue. It's all green. You know, it's all Green Bay to me. And and that's what we're
normally when people say it's all green, they mean money, though.
Well, so. I mean that too. But we feel like we could do this. The people that we've talked to and that we've seen since we've launched this show have been like, this is great. And, you know, Johnny's pretty funny. So if we can do a little entertainment, a little education, and get people engaged in their community, I think we're doing what Civic wants us to do. And
hey,
we're delighted to do it.
We've already got a funny co-hosted product, man. You're kind of stepping on toes, though, Joe.
Come on, man. We're setting down the standards. This is the way to do it.
It is. No, I love your show too. I listen to that and take a listen to ours. But hey, I'm glad you're here. This is a great city. And next time, I went over to the Northland Hotel, which is a nicest hotel north of Milwaukee, and told them you guys are going to be in town. Great rate, great rooms. But then Mike's got to take his daughter to the airport, so he's taking off. But next time, we're going to spend the whole week.
I'm not leaving yet.
I know that.
I mean, later, she'll get there eventually.
Oh, flights are all getting delayed now anyway, Crudy. You got plenty of time.
I got to say a Wisconsin goodbye before we leave.
Okay. Make sure you plug the meter first.
It's free after 6, so we'll be good. They're done checking meters. So
we'll see. Jim, I got a few more questions for you. Former Green Bay Bear Jim Schmidt, stick around. More Devil's Advocate with Jim Schmidt.
The Todd Alba Show.
I've been pretty rough on the Joint Finance Committee. I know what you're going to give bipartisan praise that you're going to raise the pay for district attorneys and public defenders. You don't get an attaboy for finally saying, we finally heard people cry uncle enough times. You either govern all the time or not once a decade when it's suddenly convenient. So,
but I think we have to at least give people hope once in a while that there is something happening in Madison that is a little bit on the good side.
The Todd Alba Show, weekday afternoons 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app.
Tap, the Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Tom from Madtown. Welcome, Tom.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, guys. Heard you talking about Robin Voss, so I called Robin Voss's office and said, yeah, why is DEI so dangerous? And nothing. The guy just stopped talking. I said, hello, are you there? I called him back, and the phone got picked up, and then they didn't say anything. You know, maybe you'll learn something if you listen to the Devil's Advocate.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early Childhood Action Needed group.
The Joint Finance Committee, again in the middle of the night, took that out and said, well, hey, you have all this money coming from the federal government. Why don't you use that to create this program? Well, guess what? We proved it worked. Wages went up $2 an hour. There actually are a couple extra childcare businesses open now than there were about a year ago. And that's going to stop. Just Monday, we lost two.
Weekday morning, 6 till 8 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. It's what's on tap for the Chippewa Valley. 93.5 The Tap.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Into the evening, filtered sunshine and a high in the upper 70s to near 80. A slight shower chance tonight, mostly cloudy and a low in the mid-50s. And still an outside shot of a storm tomorrow, sunshine at times and highs in the upper 70s. Sunny and mid-80s Sunday. It's 71 right now.
Civic Media radio stations providing your news, conversations, and fun you won't find anywhere else.
Two, one, two, three, four.
Think you know politics? Again, welcome to the Devil's Advocates.
And welcome back to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. If you miss any of this fine program, please go online to civicmedia.us, click on the Shows tab, and you can listen to podcasts and interviews. And hell, while you're at it, download the Civic Media app. It's super cool. You can click on us and message and call right from the app.
Dominic, I have been working my way all the way up the Fox Valley today. We're in Green Bay. We're in the WGBW studios. We're going to party on the Fox River very shortly on the City Deck, right here on the Ray Nitschke Bridge, and we got a good partying companion. Yeah. He's Jim Schmidt. He's the former mayor of Green Bay. And, Jim, I'm not going to tease you too hard about the politics, but once upon a time, you would have described yourself as a Republican. Right. And you did mention the mayor here in Green Bay. It's not a partisan position. Jim, hell, when I first started talking to you, man, you're like, well, I'm a little conservative. You're not going to want a guy like me.
I did say that.
And I said, well, come on, man, let me tell you I don't want a guy like you. Let me reject you. It's more fun for me that way.
And you did say that.
But instead, I kind of liked you. And you know what? I realized very readily and very quickly that you're a guy that loves the city you live in, that you've served in. You love your neighbors. You love this community. You're still running for something. Now you just do it on the radio and all that.
Running for number one, baby.
For my life.
But, Jim, during the break, you mentioned to us, you've got Republican friends, and you've watched the politics on the Republican side change. And Dom and I have had a front row seat, and we've been to a lot of Trump rallies and Tim Michael rallies, and we've seen this new breed of Republicanism, and it certainly doesn't seem to be about governance or about serving the community or serving the voters. It seems to be about trolling the libs and sticking it to somebody, and here's who we resent, here's who we don't like. Jim, it wasn't always like that. I got Republican friends. I still have Republican friends. There's just fewer of them.
Right. I have Democratic friends too, Republican friends. I think what happened to the Republicans, Mike, that bothered me the most is they kind of eat their own a little bit. And I'm not – like, I'm a team player, right? And if we have issues, we'll work them out outside the media. I hated when aldermen or people would, you know, debate things through the media. Or not debates, okay, but be condescending or snippets through the media. And I think there's just too much of that. It just got ugly. You know what
it's
I mean?
It's okay, like, if they utilize your platform, though.
I just, it, it just, the fun wasn't there. And I don't know, life's quick. It's great. I feel very blessed. But, yeah, it just got where the parties weren't fun, the fundraisers weren't fun. The issues, I don't know, a lot of spin, but that's on both sides. I don't know, I just didn't enjoy it. And you ran for governor, right? But, you know, I've been asked to
We don't talk about that. Not in my household anymore. Still a bit of a sore subject. Maybe if I'd have been, it wasn't that I wasn't sincere about my run, but some of the perspectives, when I ran for governor, part of that was to shed light and cast light on let's say coordinated campaigning,
right?
Which should be illegal,
right?
And which I was more than willing to do with a third party group, which I also happen to sit on the board of. That would be the ultimate form of coordinated campaigning, and it's corrupt and it should not happen. But it's legal under Wisconsin campaign finance laws, in no small part because of Scott Walker and his corruption of the laws. He turned the laws to his own benefit, and here's the sad part, Jim. Now the Dems are better at the game. Like, now they're raising the gobs of money.
Wow.
And it's not translating into, at least in my humble opinion, never humble, in my opinion.
Yes, thank you, Michael.
It doesn't necessarily translate into, let's say, recruiting better candidates. Right. It translates into throwing more negative ads against your opponent.
Yeah, and Mike, you know, the damage with that is good people aren't running. I mean, some are, but there's some great people in our community, and I've been in their living room at the kitchen table, say, look, you know, you need to do this. And, you know, there's not a lot of money in politics, nor should there be, but they just, I'm not going to lower myself.
Right, who wants that crappy job, right. Jim? You know what I mean? To put up with all that,
right.
All the questions,
but
and God knows what the ads are going to be running against.
Right, and that's what you just said about negative ads, and here these people have ran businesses, or they've been great educators, they serve the public through firefighting.
Marxist!
Or police. And then they go in there and just get the hell kicked out of them in front of their kids and their grandkids, and they're like, I'm not going to do that. I'll give you money to do it, but, yeah. You know, and it's just, it's too bad because, you know, there's been plenty of studies on the dumbing down of America,
yeah.
And I don't know that I don't know, you can argue both sides of that, but what I'm afraid is that the people who are going to elected office, because it is, you know, you are going to battle, and I just am not convinced we are getting the best quality candidates on the docket. I'm talking about local, assembly,
yeah, yeah.
State, federal, all the way up.
You know, I literally gave a speech during my very brief run for governor.
Okay.
And I said, Wisconsin, you've been asking for our best and brightest. Well, here I am. I mean, if you don't believe it, how are the voters going to believe
right.
it? So I was going to have a hell of a good time coordinating my campaign with the people for People Corporation.
Tom, didn't Trump say that?
And we couldn't get the media to care about the corruption of the campaign finance laws. And it was a little disheartening. That,
yeah.
In fact, my wife hated every minute of it.
Right. Oh, that's
very important.
That is the first vote you got to get. I mean, is your
partner. Yeah, your family wants. It's not just you. Everyone's going to be on it.
They're going to get beat up.
Yep.
Not, they shouldn't, but, you know, some people drag them in. Well, that's the other thing I didn't hate about the media is when they bring up your family. It's like, they're not running. I am. So, but, yeah, it's too bad. But negativity doesn't win races. I mean, you need someone that's positive, that's got a vision, and I think people will come
look at these temples, Jim. I could have been a contender.
I don't know about that. Well,
I don't mean negativity.
I would have voted for you.
We were at the Republican convention, and Donald Trump's and he also said at the inauguration, the American dream is dead. We walked out of
right.
Cleveland, and I pointed out to Crudy that the place was packed, of course, right? There was nobody smiling at the end of that. I mean, nobody walking out of this arena
right.
had a big. I mean, I was smiling, but nobody else was smiling. Jim,
we're the only ones partying too, Joe.
I don't know about that, but I would agree. I think when you go to those rallies, you want to energize people. And look, yeah, people, you know, Schmidt's a dreamer. That's true. I am. And I think we need dreamers.
Absolutely.
And so I don't know. We're nonpartisan. I think it's going to work. I think the people in Green Bay are basically nonpartisan. I think they're all about the issues that we have here. And like I said, from the homeless to some of these development projects that are $60, $80 million. They want it all, and you know, everybody cares about families, kids, partners, social issues, and Johnny and I hope to deliver that through our show at WGBW. So we're gonna.
Jim Schmidt, you might be a dreamer, but you ain't the only one. The mayor in Mino, every weekday morning, 6 to 8 a.m. on WGBW and WISS. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates. Thank you, Green Bay, for hosting.
The Todd Almaz Show.
That's been pretty rough on the Joint Finance Committee. I know it. You're going to give bipartisan praise that you're going to raise the pay for district attorneys and public defenders. You don't get an attaboy for finally saying, we finally heard people cry uncle enough times. You either govern all the time or not once a decade when it's suddenly convenient. So,
but I think we have to at least give people hope once in a while that there is something happening to Madison that is a little bit on the good side.
The Todd Almaz Show, weekday afternoons 1 till 3 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the Civic Media app. The Devil's Advocates Radio Show.
Tom from Madtown. Welcome, Tom.
Hey, Tom.
Hey, guys. Heard you talking about Robin Boss, so I called Robin Boss's office and said, yeah, why is DEI so dangerous? And nothing. The guy just stopped talking. I said, hello, are you there? I called him back, and the phone got picked up, and then they didn't say anything. You know, maybe you'll learn something if you listen to the Devil's Advocates.
The Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Weekday afternoons from 4 until 6 on your local Civic Media radio station and on the app. Up North News Radio with Pat Kreitlow.
I have Corrine Hendrickson, part of the Wisconsin Early...